From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Emerald O'Brien. Today, the city of Columbia remembers former Mayor Rodney M. Smith, who passed away on February 7th. KBIA's Abigail Corson has more on the legacy Mayor Smith leaves behind.
At Columbia's Memorial Baptist Church, family, friends, and the community joined together in paying their final respects to Columbia's former mayor, Rodney Smith. Smith served the Columbia community as mayor from 1985 to 1988, as a third ward council member for three terms, and as the Boone County Northern District Circuit Judge in 1976. Patty Wallace is the office administrator at Memorial Baptist Church, which Smith attended for 65 years. Wallace says Smith was a man devoted to serving his church and to others.
He was very quiet, but yet you could always tell that he was thinking of what ways he could help and different areas he could serve and be a contribution to the community and to areas where he needed to be.
Smith leaves behind his wife Alberta of 65 years, six kids, 18 grandkids, and six great-grandchildren. Abigail Corson, KBI News, Columbia.
The memorial service was led by the Reverend John Fussner and was standing room only. Mayor Smith will be buried at Memorial Park Cemetery in Columbia. Grassroots organizing is asking the Columbia City Council to get out of what they believe is a bad contract. The contract is with a coal plant in southern Illinois that provides part of the city's electricity. Grow says the plant's cost is raising Columbia's electricity rates. KBIA's Beatrice Costa-Lima reports.
GROW members hope to convince City Council to end its contract with a coal plant they say is a cause of higher electricity rates. GROW organizer Gretchen Mani met with three council members to discuss the 40-year contract the city signed with Prairie State Energy Campus in 2006. Ariel Klagsbrunn, organizer for Missouri Organizing for Reform and Empowerment, says cities across the Midwest are trying to get out of similar contracts with Prairie State.
These towns were sold a bad deal. They were promised, long-term, short, low-cost electricity, and it just wasn't true. The costs of the plant have, gone significantly up. They're about double what Peabody promised.
Mani says all three council members seemed interested in taking a second look at the contract. There will be a scheduled public comment to discuss the contract at the March 3rd City Council meeting. Beatrice Costa-Lima, KBIA News, Columbia.
The Missouri Senate approved a bill Thursday to allow restaurants, sports arenas, and other organizations to stock medication for allergic reactions. Senators unanimously voted in favor of the measure, which would allow trained employees at those facilities to use the epinephrine auto-injectors, commonly known as EpiPens. Republican Senator David Sater of Cassville sponsored the bill, saying that the measure could save lives. A parent's permission would be required for a child 12 years or younger unless a parent isn't present and the child appears to be in danger. Renovation has begun on a historic building in downtown Fulton. The Brick District organization began renovating the old Fulton Theater last week. Brick District President Thomas Riley says that the theater is one of Fulton's most precious landmarks because it still has much of its original structure.
It has structural elements that are very important historically, and it's played a very big role for everybody. I mean, my first date with my wife was in that theater, and everyone has that sort of story. So historically, it's important.
The theater opened in 1928 and has been abandoned for over 5 years. Brick District Vice President Debbie LaRue sees the theater, which will be renamed the Brick District Playhouse, as a major asset for the Fulton economy. Brick District officials anticipate the renovation will take somewhere between 2 to 3 years. A St. Louis County man was indicted Wednesday by a federal grand jury for allegedly trying to set fire to the Ferguson Market on the night of the announcement that Ferguson officer Darren Wilson would not face charges in the killing of Michael Brown. 26-year-old Antonio Whiteside is being charged with attempt to damage and destroy the market by means of fire and/or explosive materials. He was taken into custody on Thursday night. U.S. Attorney Richard Callahan says the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosive and St. Louis County Police have been working together since the rioting on November 24th. He says he expects additional indictments. Several businesses in and near Ferguson were destroyed by fire on November 24th. The blaze at Ferguson Market was put out quickly. I'm Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News, Columbia.